Tell me the difference.
Love has four letters, and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason. Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until you get the draw. When we're
together. What's going on, people?
It all falls down.
What? Okay, that I'm little moment you, at the end, you had to do that part. Ew.
Yeah, it's like we press play and we don't know what's going to come out of our mouths.
Right,
next,
we're just so like.
That is the joy of having this podcast.
Yeah, we can be our own.
Yeah,
selves.
We can, because this is ours.
And we're behind the screen. I know we do record a little video segment for them, but still.
They don't see.
No, y'all don't see.
They don't see half.
Y'all don't see the bloopers. You don't see in between breaks. It's just really funny. We probably need to release that kind of stuff one day.
We definitely do. Definitely do. All right, so let's go ahead and get this introduction out the way. I go by the name of Terrence Poole, a.k.a. Poole the Jewel, a.k.a. Poole, a.k.a.
I thought we were done with that.
Well, sometimes it's okay to bring stuff back.
Okay.
And my lovely, 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 lovely guest.
It's your girl, Tony.
Yeah, you the guest.
I ain't no guest. Okay. I just caught that.
Okay.
Wow.
You did.
Cut. Okay. It's your girl, Tony, a.k.a. Tony, a.k.a. The Best, a.k.a. Tony. Wow.
But you are back. Well, not you are. Well, you are back. But
we
thank
back.
You. We bike. With another episode of Tony and Terrence.
Le Podcast.
And this is episode 89. Why? Are we in a singing mood today?
I don't know. I just know that I really love to sing.
That was good. I wish I can hit those notes like you.
You can if you practice and stop with those excuses.
All right.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
y'all,
that,
I don't
like. Went,
I
okay.
don't know where this singing is coming from, but
yeah.
We are going to give you an episode today. And
we
no,
are.
It's not going to be a musical. Will not be Tony and Terrence the musical on today because that's going to be extremely hard. So let's go ahead and get into it. How was your mother loving week? Oh, I forgot
weekend,
what happened. Lord have mercy. No.
I could not wait to talk about this.
Oh my God.
Y'all. Now we talked last week about my birthday
OMG.
Weekend last weekend. Now, of course, you know, your girl had to celebrate all week, and my baby had a surprise for me on Saturday.
OMG.
Oh, you guys, my man surprised me with a spa day. 6 hours of pure bliss. Like, it was just so amazing. I was treated like a queen. I had unlimited wine, smoothies, tea, whatever I wanted. I mean, it was just, like, great. Let me tell you what he got for me. Got my mani and pedi, even though he didn't have to. Not an obligation. I didn't make him do that. Okay.
It was part of the service. Go ahead.
Okay. A facial and a massage. And I felt like a new woman coming out of there. It felt amazing. Every single thing was great. I got my feet massaged 3 times yesterday by 3 different people. I mean, royalty.
That really what it sounds like.
It was great.
That's really what it
sounds like. It was really great. And my nail tech, she was black. Matter of fact, I got to give you guys her name at the end of this episode because I got her card and I told her I was going to shout her out because she black and she from Lumberton and she a nail tech. You don't get a lot of black nail techs.
From Lumberton.
True.
Okay, that was...
Yeah, true.
But shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to her. She was telling me how that spa is the number one spa in Fayetteville.
Oh, wow.
It was ranked the number one spa. And I was just like, I did see
the awards in there when I was checking you in. Yeah. So the spa is actually called Renaissance European
Day Spa.
Day Spa. Mm-hmm. I booked it, but didn't remember the full name of it. So, yes, I'm sure it sounds 100% heavenly.
It was great.
So one day I'm going to have to...
Maybe we can do the couples one.
I was thinking about doing that, but I was like, nah, she deserved it by herself this time. So maybe that could be like a Valentine's Day kind of thing for us. I don't know.
We'll don't see. Know. But we, thank we you, definitely, baby.
We will see.
I loved it.
Y'all should have seen her face.
This was the best birthday ever. Like, the best birthday I have ever had, honestly.
Dang, and I was a part of it.
Yep. You
Lord
were.
Lord have mercy. We done been through how many birthdays together?
It started on the court year. You came and that's the very first birthday you celebrated with me when we were on the court. And then from then...
We're not like most couples.
What you mean?
I see couples celebrating their anniversaries and things of that. We just kind of...
We don't have an anniversary date.
We don't.
Because you couldn't get it together.
I couldn't. I couldn't, and I apologize. But you don't have to put me out there like that.
That used to bother me. It used to bother me so bad. Like, that, I was almost going to break up with you.
Because we didn't have an anniversary date?
Because you know the type of person I am. I like stuff like that. And it bothered me so much in college. Like, we don't have, like, I used to see my best friend be like, oh, it's me and Ricky anniversary. And I'd be like, well, damn, I don't know when me and Terrence anniversary is. July 1st, August 2nd, October the 12th, all of those.
We just know that once it becomes a new year, that is...
anniversary!
We don't know when in that new year, but... We have been rocking with each other for a very long time.
Marriage will be totally different.
She wouldn't dare let me forget that.
Right. It don't matter right now.
Right. So,
it took me a long time to say that, to come to realize that not having an anniversary date was going to break or make
But we can always just do it in between, like, school year time. So, the fall and to... From August to May, we can just pick a day
We have our sex day.
We do... But it's
on Martin Luther King Day.
That was not planned to just do it on MLK Day.
Shout out to you, MLK.
You did
it for the bros, right?
No.
Okay.
It was about leading his people.
I mean, in
service, but you know, not that kind of service.
All
right,
womankind.
But we do have anniversary dates, though. But the one that matters the most, we just got to pick a day and just run with it. Right now, we 6 years in running. So.
Yeah.
6 years in running. So shout out to us and shout out to any other couple out there that's had an anniversary. Because I've seen a few. I've seen one couple celebrating 10 years of dating. I've seen 6 years for your sister.
Whitney.
Yep. So shout out to them and shout out to
you. Hers was actually on my birthday.
Well, how selfish is that? No, I'm joking.
I mean.
We get it, though.
Okay.
Weekend recap. You talked about
my spa day. After that, I was just totally satisfied. Oh, you guys, I'm a late bloomer when it comes to the show Friends. No, not Friends.
No,
The Office.
Definitely not Friends.
The
they
Office
stole that from Living Single. But anywho, we won't get into that right now. But yes, The Office.
And Terrence and I, we checked out a couple episodes last night. And I was dying laughing. Dying.
We are one of those people who did not give or haven't given The Office a chance.
Right.
I remember starting off with the first episode and I was just like, I mean, it's okay.
I couldn't wait until
to get to the hype of what everyone else was talking about. And it felt forever. So.
I didn't get past the first 5 minutes.
Usually what we do. Well, we don't usually do it, but usually we take turns in watching shows. So once Tony is finished watching with her show, I'll pick something. But this time, she actually chose The Office. We didn't know what episode to watch, so I Googled, you know, what mood. Because they have this different kind of moods for The Office. And if you want to laugh, of course I chose that one.
Right, it gives you different episodes you can choose from.
We chose the dinner party for the first episode all the way through that we've ever watched. And it was...
Hilarious, like
the funniest,
so funny. Gut busting. Like, I give it that. That's how funny it was.
Another, I know we're on The Office, but another show that you all should check out if you haven't already, but Grown-ish. Grown-ish is definitely a great show.
We might as well tell them Working Moms too.
Working Moms on Netflix. It's so many shows, like so many under shows that you have to take a chance on. Yeah. And I guarantee you, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I didn't know that what's the name was that funny. Zoe on Grown-ish. She is hilarious, like really funny.
I'm definitely interested in the third season because, of course, it left with a crazy cliffhanger. But, you know, this is not the Grown-ish episode.
Right.
Me and Mason, we went to get our haircuts. Weekend recap. We just went to get our haircuts. We was waiting on mommy. I promised him I was going to take him to the park. I just knew we was going to do father-son things. And I was just like, don't feel like it anymore.
It be like that, y'all.
And we just, I got him some pizza. And we just headed back and just was watching shows until mommy was done. So,
yeah.
I definitely am so glad that she got to enjoy her six hours spa day
of pampering.
And I'm so glad because she deserves it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. But all now right. We are here recording this episode for you all. And I guess we got some stuff to talk about this week.
Yeah, we got a little bit of culture. Since we didn't do it last week, we're going to shoot you with some this week. You want to go first or me?
I don't know if I should say that last. The Netflix thing. What should I do?
Say that for last?
Yeah. Okay. So if you all have been living under the rock, like... I don't know. You don't have any cable. You don't have social media.
I don't blame you if you don't have cable.
But you've missed a good week this week. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Who?
Boy, oh boy. Right. Who? Mike Jones. Tekashi 6ix9ine was in court on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And he began to sing like the three little birds outside of Bob Marley's doorstep. He is currently in prison on racketeering charges and facing up to 40-plus years. All right? I don't blame him, though. 40 years, and you all will think I'm singing that I'm coming out song, but instead of coming out of the closet, I'm coming out of these handcuffs.
I'm weak!
The lesson of this particular cultural topic is basically be yourself and not who other people want you to be. Because it's clear, by the way he's singing... He was never built for that life.
Oh, no.
At all.
I don't even know much about the story, but, you know, the recap that you gave me on it. Because I just wasn't interested, guys.
Who would be, though?
Right.
Who would be?
It doesn't seem like he was ever built for that lifestyle. And it's clearly, you know, that's just the proof that he's not.
I made a post last week, and for the people that came for my neck, thanks, Lindstrom. Of course, we were raised differently, but you didn't have to throw that.
Right.
But anywho, I appreciate everyone who commented, and you all helped me understand, you know, your side of the story, and, you know, he shouldn't be doing X, Y, and Z with these people. And I get that side, but at the end of the day, I don't care if I did it. Or if I didn't do it. I'm not spending 40 years in prison for nobody. But I guess everything is different since I have a family. So, of course, I'm not going to put myself in that predicament. So, what you doing? You snitching? You taking it to the grave? You going to spend that time?
I feel like I'm taking it to the grave.
Well, you're not snitching? You going up.
I feel like I would die if I snitched.
Oh, yeah. That's why I really want to see how... The reputation of this Trey 9 or Bloods gang or whatever the gang is called. I just want to see how authentic and how real they are.
So you're going to see if he dead, if he died?
No, I don't want to see that. It's just I want to see the process next coming after, you know, he's testifying. And maybe if he gets out, what are they going to do for him? Because not only is he singing, but he's being specific. Like,
yeah, giving names.
Names. So, the memes were funny this week, and this is the only reason why I was talking about it, because of the memes, and, you know, everyone calling him a snitch, but I feel like a lot of people,
would have
done the same thing, regardless if they did it or not.
Yeah, because jail is scary. That's a hard decision.
That's what I'm saying. And then I kept reading a whole lot of reports saying that the gang wasn't even with him in the first place. They were never showing his loyalty to. So you sing on them boys. Sing like your life depended on it. All right? And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not ashamed of it. Call me what you want, but you can call me free. Just put free in front of that, whatever you want to call me. Oh, I'm a snitch. Call me a free one, though. But that's the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine.
In other news.
Yeah, just praying for you. Well, you know, praying for the best outcome.
You. Savage. Well, no. Rihanna.
Well, I mean, it is savage. Yeah. It is savage.
Okay. Rihanna put on a fashion show during New York Fashion Week to show off her latest lingerie collection. It was actually, the name of the fashion show was Savage X Fenty Fashion Show. And guys, I checked it out on Amazon Prime. It was dope. Like, it was nothing short of amazing. Like, the diversity, the many different women that she had wearing her lingerie, it was so many different sizes. LGBTQ community was recognized. It was just so... It was even the lady there with, not crutches, but she had the prosthetic leg. And I think it was somebody else, you know, when you have, like, scoliosis, when you have to wear, like, those... braces.
So she had handicaps.
Yes. Okay. And it was like so cool. It was like dope. It was kind of like a fashion show musical, if you'd say. Okay. Like, because you had, she had different performers. Big Sean, DJ Khaled, the Migos, Normani. Oh, Normani didn't sing, but she performed in the, like, she did like a little performance in the
show. She's
going to
be dangerous.
Oh, yeah. She's
going to be dangerous. I've seen her moves and I was like, wow, she can really get down.
Oh, yeah, she can.
Really get down.
Yeah. It was really, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. So I definitely encourage you guys, if you haven't checked it out, check it out. It is available on Amazon Prime. And you will get your life. I even DM Fenty after the show thanking them just for that amazing performance. Like, everything was just so well put together from the beginning to the end. You got to get a little bit of the process that they had to go through to get ready for the show as well. So it was kind of like a documentary in the beginning before the show started. Now, Beyonce also... dropped, she released a documentary titled Making the Gift, which gives us, you know, behind the scenes footage and insight into the making of the Lion King album. The documentary aired on September 16th on ABC, and I didn't get to see it. I really wanted to, and I've been looking up how to watch it now, but nothing's coming up.
Anything with Beyonce is probably going to be hard to watch again. Yeah. Except for that homecoming. Woo. That was really good.
Maybe I should just actually go to abc.com and see if it's available. Didn't even do that. That's
could be.
Duh. Kind of like be. It. Never mind. I was about to go into the rabbit hole. Never mind.
Whoops.
Not even going to go there.
But from what the images that I did see of the documentary, I'm just glad that Beyonce does little things like this.
Oh, yeah.
To show how human she is. Only because people put her on this pedestal like she just doesn't make mistakes, or she's perfect, she's this, she's that. So
that's annoying.
To be able to see her in her, the lights, the many different lights that she has from her being her mother, being a performer, a wife, it's always amazing to see Beyonce in those different lights. And instead of just performer, and then, you know, when she posts, she don't post no captions, and it's just like, are you a human being? Like, are you posting this stuff? So, now, I'm not a part of the Beehive, but, you know, shout out to Beyonce. I will always support Beyonce in whatever she does. Happy.
Moving on to Fantasia.
Okay.
She was on the Breakfast Club. She had a Breakfast Club interview, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I wanted to kind of talk about, I know you heard a little bit of the interview before you had went to bed that night when I was watching it.
I just wanted to, yeah.
And, you know, she gave her opinion during her interview about women submitting to their husbands. Basically, she was saying that women, we try to be the head of the household when that's not our place. We're supposed to, you know, submit to our husbands and let them lead us. We're not, she kind of said we're not leaders, but she didn't mean that we're not leaders. Sometimes we have to let the head, the husband.
But lead at the same family. Time, she was saying that, well, the way that she was describing it, she was basically saying that both of the people in the household are leaders. Are leaders.
But it's kind of like a, I don't want to say chain of command.
But I just like the example that she gave, the analogy of the man being the head and woman being the neck.
That's it.
I love that analogy because you can't move.
Yeah, without the neck. The head can't move without the neck. The woman is the neck. We do lead and guide our men, but they're the ones ultimately being in the forefront of the household.
Women are definitely the backbones of any family. So I understood what she said.
But and she also goes on to say how women, and it's not really our fault that things have turned out this way with women wanting to be the head of the household. It's because of generational curses with men not being in the home, fathers leaving their children, leaving their wives, not taking responsibility and being a father. That's why women we put on this role. And that's why, remember we talked about this before, women trying to be like men. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of things that she was saying made sense to me. And I agreed with a lot of the things that all of the things she was saying, really. But check out that interview on YouTube, Fantasia's Breakfast Club interview.
No, I was just going to say to people, don't misunderstand the word submit.
Right.
Submitting does not mean every time he say lay on your back, you go lay on your back. Or every time he tell you to go do something, you go. No, that's
and
not submitting what submitting
means. Is it just for women? It's for men as well. Mm-hmm. You have to submit to your wives as well. It's not just a one-sided thing. And she explains that as well. But I rocks with Fantasia. I loved her interview. It was so dope hearing her soft little voice on the radio. Her mm-hmm. voice is so cute. But besides that, Fantasia is dropping an album. It's a rock soul album titled Sketchbook, and it's said to be released on October the 11th. She has already released some singles from the album. I think three singles, PTSD, Holy Ghost, and Enough. I've listened to PTSD and Enough. I like Enough, but I'm not a real big fan of PTSD. But I'm really looking forward to hearing the whole album because she said it's going to be different from everything else she has ever done. It's her first independent album. So okay. I'm excited to hear that because she can sing. She can blow.
Yeah, she can. Definitely
She's very talented.
So before we wrap up cultural topics.
Because we've been on this for a minute.
We have. I just have to get something off my chest. So yesterday as I was scrolling scrolling through Netflix. And I happened to stumble upon a documentary. Netflix, I don't know what you got going on, but there is no reason why Surviving R. Kelly should be on your streaming service.
No reason at all.
Absolutely none.
Unacceptable.
Now, I have already been going back and forth of whether or not I should keep Netflix, because when Disney Plus and HBO Max, Netflix, you just might be gone.
Maybe that's why.
You just might be gone. But the fact that you're exploiting this and putting them on your streaming service is absolutely disgusting.
It is.
And if anybody is ever going to rewatch this again, you're sick.
Sick.
One time was absolutely enough. And for you to put it on your streaming service, that is grounds for termination in my book.
Like for what?
For what reason are you trying to advertise what has been going on by people's accounts of what this man has been doing to these underage girls, babies? I am disappointed in you, Netflix. Do entirely better.
He hella passionate about this.
Because I just don't believe something like this should be on anybody's streaming service. Lifetime aired it, and that should have been it for this documentary.
Yeah.
Now, if I see Leaving Neverland on your start, goodness. I am canceling.
I didn't even watch that.
My subscription. I haven't either. I've just been hearing a lot from it. So Netflix, you are now on the chopping block until November, until I decide what I want to do with you. I'm so upset. I can't even get my words out. Do better, Netflix. You already got trash shows, some of them. So for y'all to add this is really low.
Yeah. Well, on that note, that brings us down to the end of culture topics for this week. No. Yeah, he is. We'll be right back after this break, guys.
And we're back! It is now time for the main topic of today's episode of Tony and Terrence, the podcast. And today's episode was inspired by a co-worker of mine. Mm-hmm. And she made me think, can we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends? Okay. I'm not going to compete with you because I told the audience this is not going to be a musical today. So this is how everything came about. I'm going to be honest with you, and I didn't tell you for this exact reason because I wanted to see your natural reaction to it. So this certain coworker had a huge crush on me.
The one who gave you the idea for the episode?
Just listen. So, we were, I don't know how we got on the topic of communicating outside of work and all the things like that. But she was basically saying, she was like, ooh, yeah, I was on Mr. Poole. I had a crush on Mr. Poole and I went go searching on his Facebook page. And then I found out he had a whole family. So,
that's right.
Hilarious. That was hilarious.
Co-worker. Okay, I'm
Well, you already know the name because we didn't have a movie. We didn't got to cut it out. But anyway. And then we got on the topic of, like I said, communicating outside of work. And she goes, I can't have his number. He can't have my number. He got a whole girlfriend and I ain't trying to have that drama and da-da-da-da-da.
You won't.
So that made me think, can you really be friends with the opposite sex, especially if they are in a relationship? Because I have been through many occasions where it might have been a little awkward to have a girlfriend while having a girlfriend. So, I don't know. I guess we can just start off the conversation.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say yes. You can have the opposite sex as a friend. If you're, while in a relationship, it just depends on some things.
Right, okay.
Now, let's use your coworker as an example. You weren't friends previously. Her first reaction to you was, I have a crush on him. Now, in that instance, if you guys were to become friends now, I'm not going to give you that.
Okay.
I'm not going to let you. Because I feel like there's a hidden agenda, a secret agenda there.
All right.
Now, coming into a relationship with you, you do have a girlfriend. You had girlfriends. Some of them I didn't like because you had past history with them. I know it might sound childish and it's just a stem from my own insecurities. I didn't like that. I don't want you being friends with somebody that you had a past with unless you're really past it. Like no more like sexual talk. No more like, remember when we used to do this?
Right.
Like, don't
That's
do
when
that.
It becomes a problem. I yes. understand that. I do understand that, yeah.
But your friend Angie, you guys are best friends. That's Mason's godmom. I never posed her as a threat or anything. And that's also a stem from my own insecurities. We don't want to feel like another woman. Let's say...
Okay.
I can't even word it. I don't want to say it. Never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you feel that a female can have... friends, guy friends.
Definitely.
Well, in a relationship.
But it's the same guidelines, though. Well, with me, as far as, like, having a past... Like, yeah, it's the same thing. It's the absolute same thing. But I think I would still be cool about it.
So, you know how I be having my girlfriends over here. Let's say I wanted a guy to come over.
I wouldn't trip.
For real?
I wouldn't trip. Now, if it's...
Without
it's,
you?
It's multiple here? Girls.
Without you here?
Yeah, multiple girls.
No, if I just wanted my guy friend to come over and chill.
Oh. It all depends who that person is. Because I trust you. And I don't expect you to make a dumb mistake like that, to be bold enough to invite someone over. And y'all just started getting it in. Like, I don't... Mm-hmm. It's just a trust thing for me, and I trust you. And you don't really talk about a lot of guy friends anyway.
I don't have a lot of guy friends.
And I don't have a lot of female friends. So, I don't know. How would you feel?
I wish I did. I always wanted guy friends.
How would you feel?
It just seemed like girls were always more attracted to me. Not like you know, that kind of attractive. But as far as friendship.
Okay, so you're coming home from work, and then you open up the door, and then you see me conversating with, well, conversing. Oh, God. You see me conversing with a female friend. Mm-hmm. She's on one couch, I'm on the other. Okay. Like, does that change anything? Like, how are you going to feel initially?
Initially, I would anticipate your explanation.
Okay.
Like, I want to walk in the door and you automatically say something instead of it being awkward. Now, if we haven't...
I'm going to start by saying, it's not what it looked like.
If it's an awkward moment, then I'm going to be suspicious. But if you just initially be like, oh, hey, Tony, this is so-and-so, cool. That sounds less, you know.
But you're still going to have your suspicion, though.
Yeah, give me more information.
So do I need to check in first before I even think about bringing the opposite sex over, just as friends?
Yep.
Okay. Just got to check in.
Yep.
I get it.
That's respect.
It is. It is. Okay, so we've covered, you know, how would we feel. Mm-hmm. What? It's old.
No, no, no. I was going to ask you, why do you think that some people, male and females, find it difficult for them to not, I don't want to say allow, because how can we allow somebody to do anything? Like,
right.
We're not married. But why do you think they find it difficult to accept their significant other having a friend of the opposite sex?
We're just in this generation where if my significant other or if the significant other has opposite sex friends, they automatically think sex, 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 right. Sex. They automatically, oh, he's cheating, 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 cheating. It's just always negative. And that's kind of the reason why I don't have, well, it's kind of based off of me as well, but it's kind of why I don't have a lot of opposite sex friends to avoid any suspicion, like to just go ahead and avoid everything. It's just out of respect for you, and then at the same time it's just like I don't need a lot of female friends in my life anyway,
right?
So, you know, I do consider the people at my job, I consider them associates and some just a little bit of friends, but I don't know. It's just,
I guess for me, I think it's hard for us to accept, well, some people, I can't say us, because I feel like now, because I'm in a different space than I was when I was in college, I would be able to accept it. I'm more secure in myself than I was in college. In college, it was just like, no, I don't want you to have any female friends. I didn't even want you to have Angie as a friend in college, but I didn't say it.
Dang.
Like, no, just me. But so I'm in a different place now.
You definitely are.
I found it hard then because, like I said, my own insecurities. And also because, like you said, we automatically associate male and females as friends with sexual experiences. That's another reason why we find it hard to accept, because you're automatically going to think they have a sexual history. Sometimes women just know when another woman has a hidden agenda, like I was saying earlier about, you know, let's say if you and your coworker were to become like buddy-buddy friends now, it would be kind of,
okay.
And we kind of can, I don't care what anybody says, women, we can feel another woman's energy and know what their agenda is towards a man. Okay. Like, we good at that. We know. Don't be, we know. We know.
So do you have a male best friend?
I did. I wouldn't say he's the best friend now because we don't really communicate like that anymore.
And that had nothing to do with you being in a relationship, he being in, if I don't know, if he is in a relationship, that had nothing to do with that, or?
Say that again?
Did it have any, like, as far as, like, why you all don't communicate as much now? Is it because you're in a relationship, he is in a relationship, if he is in one? Like, what? Why? I just don't understand how come opposite sex friendships usually cease after they're in a really committed relationship. Because
I want to answer, but
we've been in a relationship for so long, and, you know, my female friends have dwindled down, and it's just not because I'm like, no, we can't be friends because I'm with Tony or anything. Because
I'm a boss.
Okay, you I'm are. I had a female friend, and I think it's just a mutual kind of thing. We just, I don't know, but I cut her off in my mind as a friend because she never asked about you. She never asked about Mason. She just never asked about the pot. Just nothing. It's just like, why are we even friends?
Now, you're not.
That's why. Exactly. So I had to cut that off because I need, if you're going to be my friend, I need you to ask about other things besides me. Especially if you know I got a girl. You know I got a son. You know I got a pot. You know I got all of these things going for me. And you never ask about anything.
Right.
Sheesh.
That's that agenda.
And maybe so. And but then I have a female best friend, i.e. Shamika. And that's all she does. What? How Tony? How she doing? Like, sometimes she just forget about me and just, you know, how Mason, how to, like, and everything. And that's what I enjoy because she is so committed into her relationship. She's not thinking about me. Mm-hmm. I'm so committed in my relationship. I'm not thinking about her in any kind of way because, and plus we've known each other for a long time. So it's just like, why even try to even think that way when it's really not going. So I don't know. It's just, it's difficult for me. Well, it seems difficult for there to be opposite sex friends.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You know, in Best Man Holiday.
All right.
When, I can't remember their names, but you remember the guy who cheated, who slept with the best man. Yeah.
Taye Diggs' character. Okay.
So, you know. Oh,
I forgot his name too.
I think it was his current woman. No, it was somebody else who had a past. Like, somebody was, they had a relationship and they crewed. They slept together or something. And the guy was like, I'm not concerned with her past.
Until he found out that it was his best man.
Now, let's say I had a best friend before we met. And we had a sexual history, but we moved past our sexual history and we were just, you know, just plain friends. No benefits, just friends. We get together, and I don't tell you that we have a sexual history, but I just say we're friends, and you later find out afterward, maybe 2 years, 3 years in the game, that we had a sexual history. Would that change anything?
I would never stop you from being friends with somebody. I've been in a relationship like that, and it ended horribly. So, because, it's not, I'm not your daddy. I can't tell you who to hang out with, who to be friends with. Right. I can't do that, but that's where the honesty part comes in at, I guess. But I don't think anything would change. I'd just be like...
Do you think I should have said something before, though?
I have no idea, but at one point I'm saying it's not my business.
It's like the fact of not knowing that kind of kills you. Then I'm on this
other side is, it's still respect, you know, sort of kind. It's a
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't feel like I have to tell you that I've had sex with this guy before that is my friend now that I'm not having sex with.
Okay, so
now,
how do you prove that there is nothing going on between you and that person? Or what do you say? Or what can you do? Is there anything
after
that you
found
do?
Out that we've? What do you mean? Like, after you found out that we've had a sexual history?
I guess.
Or without telling you, I won't have to prove anything.
But okay, so if I found out, like, how would that even go about? Like, how could you assure your partner that nothing is going on?
I think that's just where trust comes in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you invite me out to, you know, if y'all decide to go out somewhere, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
This is an interesting topic because I never thought to ask her these questions. I never thought, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I was just so like, oh, okay. But, so I guess for an instance, if you just really want to be someone's friend of the opposite sex, you don't want nothing from them. Mm-hmm. And then it comes down to maybe exchanging numbers. Like how does that go for you? Because i.e. coworker, she was like, oh no, we can't have each other's numbers and because he's got a girlfriend and all this other stuff. And
that's because she didn't want your... I just know girls. Mm-hmm. It's just funny because she said that because... I hope I'm not, like, stepping on any toes or anything, but she probably still likes you. And she would probably feel that, I don't know, that awkwardness of texting somebody who has a girlfriend because her initial, you know, opinion of you was, you know, he cute. I'm gonna get at him.
I mean, you see what I look like.
Yeah, you're cute.
I'm all right. This is very interesting.
It is. Now, I have this coworker. Well, I had this coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Defensive already. Go, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Say no. She used to talk to me sometimes, and she was telling me that the guy she's with, they've been together since they were like, oh, my gosh. I think middle school?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like 30. No, 26. I don't know. She's around my age. And she was saying how her significant other just has a problem with all the friends she has. Like, every time she gets a new friend or a friend comes around, a guy or a girl, she had, like, he finds a problem with it. Now, that's just control issues
that's
to me.
Control
that's
issues.
Another reason why, you know, some people can't accept their significant other having a friend of the opposite sex, because they're just plain out controlling. And I don't want a person like that.
Not at all.
Like you said, you said you can't tell me who I can be friends with. And now I'm kind of realizing that I was kind of controlling in college,
mm-hmm.
when I was like, you can't be friends with her. You can, but.
But that's with us, with no, certain with situations certain where I people. Understand, I'll be like, yeah, and I'll be like, all right, you're right. You don't, I don't need to be that person friend for X, Y, and Z reasons and all.
So let me pose the question. Mm-hmm. Can you be friends with your ex? Can girls or guys be friends with their exes? Think of all your exes. Do you see yourself being friends with any of them outside of like sexual reasons, all of that?
It's just a lot of my exes, the bridges were burnt, so I don't have to worry about being friends with them ever again, and I'm actually okay with that.
If I was your ex, would you be friends with me?
I would try to be.
Because I'm dope, right?
I would try.
Without, if we didn't have a kid or nothing.
Yeah, God bless your stuff good.
I said outside.
No. You're dope. You have a dope spirit, personality, and everything. Of course, we would have to move past that awkwardness. And
take some time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Time would have to come in between that for us to really get back on track.
Yeah, that would be weird.
It's probably maybe, because I don't have a lot of exes, really. It really depends on that person and how we end it. But like I said,
yeah.
A lot of bridges were burnt as far as my exes. So I don't think you would have to worry about that. Yeah, I still haven't had you around anyone that was an ex. So, you know, I make sure I avoid that place anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and then there's just certain exes that they're just off limits altogether. Like, point blank, period. Like, you do not at all hang out with this person.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, but I'm okay.
It's okay for people to be cool with their exes in a relationship. Just depending on where you guys are, though. Like, don't be giving me no foo-foo-ish talking about we passed each other when y'all not. Don't play that. Don't play me.
Ain't nobody got time to play you.
Right, okay.
But I do understand what you're saying. So do you consider my male friends as your friends?
I do. Some of them, especially Tristan and Fidel.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew them. That's I knew them without those... you, though.
Right, okay. Okay, you ain't got to... I knew them before you. Okay, they still my best friends.
I didn't say yours. Before, without you.
Any hit. Don't get no attitude.
Okay,
But I, of course, I could trust you around them. And mm-hmm. Of course, though. So I need to think of someone... I don't really know right now, but all I know is that, okay. That's really it. So... I guess moving forward, we know the rules and the boundaries of having female friends or male friends.
Right.
But it just, I don't know. I've never seen you besides Elgin and maybe about two other people. I don't even want you to have male friends. It's just, it would be weird to see you with male friends because you don't have male friends.
Because it's just...
And it's not even because of me, though.
No, it's not because of you. It's because of, you know, they go too far. Like, every single guy that I've tried to be friends with just
straight friends.
Yeah, they just, I guess they don't understand what just friends means.
Oh, man.
And I just don't want to deal with that. Like, I told you, like, I'm not. I got a guy. We just friends. If you have to keep telling somebody y'all just friends, no.
Right. That is true.
I'm just like, whatever, forget it. Even, you know how girls, they talk about all these guys in their DM, you know, you got a man and this and that. I try not to assume a person's, what a person's agenda is before they get past their first initial hello. Right. So if somebody messages me on Facebook or Instagram or anything and they say, hey, what's up, beautiful? Oh, that gets under my skin for one. Mm-hmm. But I try not to be so judgy. And you know, I reply sometimes. And then it's just the same old thing. Same old thing. It's like hard to kind of give a guy. I don't know.
And it's hard to make friendship with the opposite sex, especially if you're in a relationship.
I would love to be friends with guys. Mm-hmm. They're so dope. Like, guys are dope to me. I love to hear their perspective on things, the way they think about different things, because y'all are crazy in y'all thinking sometimes. And it's
or lack thereof.
That's why I had a guy best friend in high school. I mean, not in high school, in college. He was the guy I went to vent about a lot of things, and he would give me the guy perspective on things, tell me when I was being stupid, or, you know, vice versa.
I do think it's important to have a friend of the opposite sex, though. I think it is important because you have to get both sides, you know, when you're asking for advice or opinions about things. So that's why, because, you know, sometimes I know you don't always want to come to me
right
about things.
Yeah.
So, I think it's important at the end of the day, just as long as the both parties know this is what it is, and that's it.
Now, I'm interested in what you guys think. If you're in a relationship, I want you guys to comment on this week's post and let us know. Can you or your significant other be friends with the opposite sex without you feeling any type of way? Like, I want to know
right
how people feel about that, honestly.
Exes,
oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you be friends with your exes? Would you want your significant other to be friends with their ex? What are the conditions?
And what is the time frame between when they broke up into when y'all want to be friends? Like, what is the time frame between that? Or is there a time frame?
And what are some things that they can do in their friendship? Can they hang out by themselves without you?
Well, like, we didn't really hit that. So let's hit that right quickly before we get up out of here. How do you feel about? If you're going out in public and you know all this other stuff and you're doing exactly what you say. I mean, I don't. Of course, I'm like, she better not be. But that's just, you know, that just comes with it. You're going out with the opposite sex and it's not me, but it's all about the vibe that he gives off and everything like that. But at the end,
vibe.
So
yeah.
It's
a trust thing.
But every female friend and acquaintance now that I have, they always talk about you. And it's just like,
because they know.
They know, and they're respectful.
And
they also love you, like, genuinely. They're like, oh, really? My gosh. So it's definitely.
That's so cool.
Yeah, you should hear some of my coworkers. I'd be like, oh, my God, can we please change the subject? But so.
I love y'all, too.
Sometimes.
Oh,
I said that, she didn't say that. Oh. So, but yeah. Okay. Dope. So, I mean, you wouldn't feel no type of way? So, what if me and a female friend went out to a hookah lounge or something like that? I mean, are there certain places that the opposite sex can go, or will the significant other can go with the opposite sex? Or, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
is the movies okay? Is bowling, like playing pool, like the club, all of. Are there certain...
The movie's okay. I think it's scenes where... I think there's places that are appropriate for you to invite the other person as well. Not just the friend. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, let's say if you had a girlfriend, a girl who's a friend, who wanted to go out to the club. Wanted you to go with her. I think that's an appropriate scene for her to invite me as well.
Okay.
To the club.
Okay.
He has a woman. Like, because people automatically think, you know, a man is in the club by himself. He's single. He ready to mingle. This and that. No.
Right.
He got a girl.
Right.
But if I don't want to go and I just let y'all go, that's fine too.
Okay. So if I go with this this person without telling you, and then one of your homegirls be like, ooh, Tony, I see him at the, you know, does that change everything? Or do I need to just go ahead and...
I actually meant to talk about that.
Okay.
I think that's... It goes back to the respect thing. That's I feel like that's something that needs to be said. Communicated. Okay.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Let me know. I don't want to have to hear it from somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Okay, just making sure. No.
Yeah.
But you, like I said, you don't really have to worry about me going.
Me neither.
You know, the last place, and I was even surprised at that, was going out with my coworkers.
Yeah,
and,
was cool with that.
It even felt weird to even go out with them, just being honest. Because it was just a respecting, and it's just like, they absolutely know. And those are the ones that compliment you all the time.
And you even text me, you was like, I can't even believe I'm saying this, but would you mind if I went out with, some of my coworkers tonight? I was like, what? Terrence going out? I was just shocked at that, period.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
I ain't got no problem with it now that I'm, like I said, more secure in who I am.
Right. And I don't think I would ever, to be honest, I don't think I would ever go out with just one person of the opposite sex. It would have to be multiple.
Yeah.
Like multiple. I mean, either way, people still going to talk like, oh, dang, he doing a threesome, a foursome, or something like that. Dang, this man getting it in. But at the end of the day, it's still more unlikely that anything is going to happen. They'd be like, oh, yeah, he's just a friend, or he's probably gay or something like that. So, that's just what it is. I just knew I was going to get a mouthful. I was like,
when you asked?
Yeah.
For real?
Because I never did that before. And every time I go out, it's always with you or Angie. And that's it. Like, that's pretty much it. So I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, I was going to ask, what did you think I was going to say?
I thought you was just going to be like,
I can't come?
No, I never thought you were going to be like that, but I just knew you were going to give me the rundown. Who, what, when, where, why, how, like.
No.
Yeah, so I was always preparing for that, even though we've never been in a situation like that, but it was just.
I probably would have, though,
I never knew how you were going to respond to it, so that's why I was really nervous, because when she was inviting people, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go, but I'm going to tell her yes, but I don't know how Tony going to feel about this, and so I was literally, like, one letter texting. I was like, I don't know how she's going to feel about this. And then when you sent me that, I was like, oh, bet. But I think it's different if you went out with multiple groups of guys. I'd be like, whoa, what she got going on? Nah, let me stop. So yeah, okay. So at the end of the day, it's possible. It can be done, being friends with the opposite sex while you're in a relationship.
Right. It just depends on the individuals.
It just depends on the situation, the individuals, and how that person, your significant other, feels about that. So, couples out there, have that conversation.
Yeah.
Have that conversation, because...
And don't be so controlling.
Right. It needs to be had. I was in a relationship in high school like that. Nope, you can't be friends with her. Nope, you can't be friends with her. Nope, you can't be friends with her. And so now it's just like nothing. Absolutely nothing. So... No. Thank you.
Well, I enjoyed this episode.
I really did.
This was cool.
I enjoyed all of it.
Shout out to that coworker for giving us this idea. My man is cute, though. I know. I feel you.
Oh.
Okay. I had to say it.
But, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that brings us down to the end of this episode. Uh-oh. Episode what?
89.
That much closer to 100. Only 11 episodes.
Dang.
You guys better get to following us now before we blow up.
Sheesh. Just 11? We started this countdown a long time ago. Like, we started at episode 70.
We were like, only 30 more.
Right, and now we're just down to 11?
Right. Weeks are just flying by. But guys, if you don't already follow us on social media, then what you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tony and Terrence. Also, be sure to follow us on... Go to our website... at www.tonyandterrence.com, where you can also purchase you a lovely Tony and Terrence love t-shirt for the low price of what?
$20.
$20, because we got bills to pay, and if you can help us out, why don't you?
Hey.
We also have Tony and Terrence the playlist available for you on Spotify. Go ahead and check that out. You guys, homecoming is coming up.
Homecoming.
If you don't already know, both Terrence and I, we are alums of the illustrious Fayetteville State University.
Curse you all for having homecoming the first week in October.
Yeah, but it's early.
Yeah, we still going to have a good time.
But we're excited. We're ready to see some of our colleagues. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word?
Colleagues.
Yeah.
Peers. Friends.
Friends.
Right. Sorry, y'all. Y'all are friends.
Friends and associates.
Right.
Yo, home, Homecoming is just, you know, always a joyous time, no matter how much you do and how much you don't do. It's just really great seeing people that you haven't seen in a while. So I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. If you still rocking with us, we love y'all.
We just
love y'all, period. Like,
and I know I shouted you all out last week, but thank you all to everyone that helped us to get over that hump of 500 followers and likes on our Facebook page. We coming. We almost there, baby.
Yeah.
We almost there. Get us before the price gets higher.
All right, guys. We hope you all have a prosperous week. We hope that blessings just falls on to you this week and you just have nothing but a great week.
A great week. Just period. And if you have any haters trying to steer you into the wrong direction, go the opposite direction that they're going, okay?
Life is too short. Live your life.
Hello?
Ow.
Love, right. Live life, y'all. That's what AJ used to say.
All right, y'all. We about to be up out of here. It's Tony.
And Terrence. We out.